yesterday. We told you during the show it happened. It became official. Chargers did go out. They signed Nathan Basher. He had been with the Bears previously. They signed him to a two-year contract. I think as more and more people read the story, they probably picked up on one of the sidebar stories here that Basher was a college teammate of Quentin Jammer's. And it's always a pleasure when we go out to the Corky's hotline and say hello to Quentin Jammer on Double X 1090. Quentin, Darren Smith, how are you?
I'm good. What about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Weird stuff out there. You know, the internet's a very, very weird thing. I don't know how much time you spend on it, but what would your reaction be if I told you that there's a suggestion out there that Sean Merriman may give up football and go become a professional wrestler?
I'd say it was hogwash.
That's it. Just plain and simple. You're done. Don't even entertain it any longer.
Plain and simple. I know Lights, and Lights is all about football. And you know, once the season starts, you're gonna get the old Lights back. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So you're not worried about him putting on tights and traveling around the country to all these podunk little towns across the United States.
I think it'll be a heck of a sight to see, and you know, I'd laugh at it. But you know, no, I don't expect it. I don't expect to see him dancing around a ring.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. Do you watch wrestling? I don't watch it, so I'm not really in touch.
I watch wrestling, and you know what? I think he'd be an awesome wrestler, though. You know, I think he has a personality. I think he takes care of himself, and I think he would be great for wrestling. But I just think Lights is, you know, he's more about football than he is, you know, entertaining in other ways such as wrestling.
All right, I got you. All right, so you expect him? You think he'll be there? And when the season starts, you expect Sean Merriman to be one of your teammates?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Quentin Jammer here on Double X 1090. Yeah, I'm glad we got the intelligent portion of the conversation out of the way. That's the internet for you, though, in today's day and day. Yeah, anybody can speculate about anything, I guess.
Yeah, that's the way it is, you know. But you know, it stems from somewhere, and you know, I don't know. I think I ran across an article, and he said, you know, it was a possibility. So you know, possibility. There's a possibility for everything. There's a possibility, you know, for me to become a wrestler. So you know. I mean, you just take it with a grain of salt.
Oh, I could see. That's the headline tomorrow. Quentin Jammer says he might be a professional wrestler. What would your wrestling name be, by the way? Would you have a fancy wrestling name, or would you just go Q-Dog? What?
You know what? I just go with my last name, Jammer. There you go. I think that works perfect.
Yeah. How do you – I don't know. You guys go from wearing shoulder pads and helmets to tights. That's a different uniform to show up at work in, you know?
I'd have fun doing it, though.
Well, hey, why don't you stick around football for a couple more years? You know,
that's my main focus. You know, I've been loving this game since I was small, and you know, I'll play it as long as I can. And you know, again, I hope to be here. But like I said, I just want to play as long as I possibly can.
Good. Well, everybody's happy to hear that. Quentin Jammer on Double X 1090. So. One of your college teammates get signed yesterday. What's your reaction to Basher joining the Chargers?
You know, Nate's like my little brother, and I thought it was a great pickup. You know, I think as far as depth goes, he'll be an asset to this football team. You know, last year we only had, you know, Kayson to back up, you know, two cornerback positions, and. And so I think it'll be good to get Nate in here and get some competition in at the cornerback spot. So, like I said, it's a great addition, as well as, you know, Donald Strickland. I think he'll come in and be a great addition to this football team. We've always needed, you know, some cornerback depth, and it's good to finally get some. You know, I don't have to take all those reps in training camp now.
See, there you go. It always comes full circle back to you. Now, did you talk to Nate during this whole process? Was he picking your brain and finding out what San Diego's all about?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of times, and you know, he was excited, and he's excited to come out, and you know, I'll help him out as much as he needs, you know, to be helped out around here. So, I can't wait to get him in, you know, and get him started and help him get acclimated to San Diego.
Here's what I like, and maybe I don't know how much you would agree with this, Quentin, and this is just outside observation for me. What I like about bringing a guy like Vasher in here, he's had his injury woes, but he's a pretty accomplished cornerback. He's done some things. He's a name. People know who he is. He comes in here, and I think it creates some competition. You know, it's not just about, you know, you getting a couple days off during camp. But I think this helps push Kayson a little bit. I think bringing a guy like this in here is going to help all you guys, specifically Kayson. And competition, as I've always been told, is a pretty good thing in camp.
Yeah, competition is always great. And like I said, Nate's been a great football player in this league, and you know he'll push Kayson to be a better player. You know, and one thing you can't do around here is get complacent when you have guys, you know, like Nathan Vasher around. So, you know, even myself included, you know, we have to continue, you know, to get better. Or, you know, I mean, when training camp starts, it's open competition, you know, and I know Ron's going to put the best players on the field, regardless of, you know, tenure or, you know, how much money you make. Like I said, it's only going to make this team better because he's going to push and fight for a full spot, and you know, and that in turn makes, you know, the secondary a better, you know, secondary.
When you're an NFL player, even as accomplished as you are, and I would think you're pretty secure in your position as a starting cornerback on this team. When you show up to camp, I mean, do you assume that your job is on the line? I mean, is it as year to year as people make it out to be in the NFL?
It is year to year. You know, like I said, coaches are gonna put their best players on the field, and you know, I take it as, you know, and I will always go into training camp as my job is on the line. And I think, you know, that has made me the player I am today, and you know, some of the better players in the league, I think, you know, they go about their business the same way. Whereas, you know, they go into it, you know, as an open competition. And you have a guy pushing right behind you to make you a better player. And so, like I said, Nate is a great player. Donald Strickland is a good player, and they'll continue to push us to be, you know, better on the outside.
What about Antoine Kayson? What can you tell us from what you've been able to see? What's he good at? What does he need to get a little better at? What do you make out of Kayson here? Because you see him a lot more than any of us do.
Kayson's a great player, and I think, you know, just from me knowing Kayson, he's and talking to him, he's very excited, you know, about the chance to start. And the thing that he needs to work on is, you know, I don't think he really needs to work on anything. Maybe he needs to focus a little more because, you know, he was a young player. And, you know, and last year, you know, you had Antonio Cromartie in front of you, and we all know, you know, what Antonio brings to the table, you know, as far as athletic ability. But, you know, Case was young last year, and he had to grow up a little bit, and that's what he did. And he'll come to camp, and he'll become a great player for us. I think he has all the skill set to be a top-notch corner in this league. He'll tackle. I mean, he's a playmaker. He can run with anybody in this league. So I'm looking forward to seeing him come out and have his, come out and be the great player that I know he is.
I'm Quentin Jammer on XX 1090. Quentin, I read somewhere, and Marty told me right before the show today, you moved into LaDainian Tomlinson's locker, if I'm not mistaken, did you?
Yeah, I did. I with all due respect to LT, you know, and what he did for this for this organization, you know, I made sure I contacted him before, you know, because I didn't want them to just give that locker to any young guy coming in, and I wanted to make sure it was a veteran that was going to get that spot, and you know, and respect it the right way. So, you know, I figured I'm the best guy for that job. So I texted him and let him know that I was going to take over it, and I'm in it now.
What did he say? What did he when he texted you back? Can you share with us what he said to you?
Oh, he just texted me back that he couldn't think of a better guy to take over that locker. So, you know, me and him, we go way back, and of course we're great friends. So, you know, I look forward to him getting back in town and he's waiting for, you know, his baby to be born. So, you know, I definitely, you know, get the baby great gift, and I want to, you know, when he gets back in town, we'll go out and play some golf and, you know, and shoot the breeze for a little bit.
Yeah. Now, what would you have done if he said, hey, listen, I'd prefer that you not move into that locker. It kind of holds a special place in my heart.
And then I wouldn't let anybody move into the locker, you know.
Is that right? I mean, it's taking that seriously in the locker room.
I take it that seriously. I don't know how many other guys take it that seriously, but, you know, when LT is, he's already a legend, you know, in this game and in the San Diego Chargers organization. And I think, you know, he should be respected as such. And, you know, even though he's not here, you know, like I said, he's one of my great friends. So, you know, I'll make sure that he is, you know, respected as.
When later on this week on Thursday, the Chargers are going to host a bunch of prospective draft prospects, a bunch of guys that are going to roll through, and some of them you've heard of, some of them are probably from smaller schools. I know you're in San Diego, and I would imagine you're around the facilities on a semi-regular basis. Any chance that you might cross paths with any of these guys that the Chargers may bring in here in the next couple weeks leading up to the draft?
I usually, you know, don't really pay attention to that whole, you know, process. Just because, you know, I didn't get a chance to visit the San Diego Charger facility when I was coming out. So, you know, and I got drafted by San Diego. So so you really can't say put much stock into it because, you know, they'll bring in nine guys and not pick either one of them and just totally go off the radar and pick, you know, a different guy, you know. So,
right.
But at the same time, you know, we always leave that up to the general manager and organization of who is going to be brought in. So, you know, like I said, I don't really give much thought to it. And plus, when those guys come out, we're usually working out, you know. So I'm not going to, you know, stop working out to go and, you know, go out of my way to speak to somebody. Well, I'll speak to them, but go out of my way to get to know somebody because they may or may not be here. I get to know them once they get here, and, you know, I'll bring them in, take them under my wing if need be. So,
now, how many teams did you visit through the process? If you didn't visit the Chargers and you were the fifth pick in the draft, how many teams did you visit?
I visited about six or seven teams, none of which were the Chargers. I didn't even come to this facility until the day after the draft.
that is such the Chargers style too. They don't. Nobody knows when they're getting picked by this team. Did you know you were going to get picked by the Chargers?
I had no clue I was going to get picked by the Chargers. I sat down with Marty at the University of Texas, and we watched film. But you know, that was about the extent of it. I didn't know anything leading up to the draft, and all of a sudden, you know, and I'm very grateful that they did pick me at that spot because I definitely, you know, the teams that were ahead of San Diego were interested, I think, Detroit and Buffalo. So, you know, I definitely, you know, I love where I'm at in San Diego. Great weather. I don't have to play in the cold. And, you know, the team behind was Dallas. And, you know, I would love to play it in my home state. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
No kidding. Now, last question here. Did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
I caught a little bit of it.
Did you catch Ocho Cinco?
I did catch Ocho Cinco. And he got some pretty poor reviews. But you know what? That's something that I wouldn't be able to do. I couldn't just go on national TV and dance. So more power to it.
you're not closing the door on the possibility of tights in a wrestling ring, but you could never.
I couldn't dance in front of the world. I'd wrestle before I danced.
Yeah, I saw it last night too, and Ocho Cinco, he took his lumps. He looked upset. He knew it too as soon as he was done.
Yeah, I think as a football player, you know, And when you play at such a high level as he does, and to go and into something, you know, because we all think we're great at everything. And for him to go in there and them to critique him like that, I think it hit a sore spot with him. And you know, I think he'll come back next week. You know, because he has a lot of fans. He'll still be on the show, and he'll come back next week and probably knock it out. Just because I know that's just the type of guy he is.
Are you rooting for him, or are you rooting against him? He's not everybody's favorite player in the league.
Hey, we're a big brotherhood. I love Chad to death. I hope he wins it. You know, I'm rooting for him. You know, he's a great guy, man. He definitely is a great guy, great personality. And you know, if you have him in your corner, he's a great guy to know. So, I'm definitely rooting for him. My wife is rooting for him, and my kids are rooting for him. So, you know, like I say, when you have, you know, a brotherhood such as, you know, guys in the NFL, usually root for them to do well in whatever they do.
Did anybody in the Jammer household pick up a phone and vote last night?
No, we definitely don't vote. You know, we watch, but we don't vote.
Okay.
We try to stay out of that one.
Quentin, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for a couple minutes,
right.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, you got it. Quentin Jammer on XX1090. Man, that guy, I'll tell you what, he's